I am back. Rotrance for Black and White Network. Well, let's talk about the great Donald J. Trump, President Trump. Of course, word has it, per the president, he will be arrested tomorrow. I don't know if this is actually going to go down. We don't know if this is actually going to happen. He believes it will. Many of us believe this is probably going to be a segue into a landslide victory. Elon Musk come out, made those comments. Ron DeSantis finally made comments. One could argue, Ron, that President Trump is a Floridian as well. Okay, I just thought I would point that out. And look, I love Ron DeSantis. I do. And he's playing a little bit of politics here, and I get that. I said the other day, Ron simply needs to come out and say, I'm not running in 2028, and I fully back President Donald Trump. And it should become, let me help you campaign, Donald. And in turn, Donald can return the favor in 2028. And then we can have what we hope would be 12 strong years of conservative leadership. So enter in Mike Tyson, Iron Mike Tyson, because he has made some comments. He is a big Donald Trump fan. He knows Trump real well. Of course, Donald's had a lot of dealings in Las Vegas. And, of course, Mike Tyson being a boxer, you know how that goes in Vegas, right? And he has come out and said he is a conservative and he is also a big Donald Trump fan, and he is proclaiming that Trump should absolutely not go to jail. I think we all agree with this. I have not watched Mike Tyson's podcast. I know he had The Undertaker on there the other day, and I need to watch that, I guess. Let's check this out. Legendary professional boxer, this is a Breitbart exclusive. Mike Tyson told Breitbart News that he does not think former President Donald Trump should go to jail. Tyson, who is attending a different event than the House GOP retreat in Orlando, Florida, at the same hotel complex, ended up running into House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Sometime later, Breitbart News caught up with Tyson in the lobby of the Ritz-Carlton. Quote, Kevin McCarthy, I was happy to see him, Tyson said. Tyson also told Breitbart News he does not think Trump should go to jail. Quote, I think politics is what politics are, Tyson said when asked what he thought of the efforts to come after Trump from Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. They have agendas, and that's, it doesn't have to be a bad agenda, but it's an agenda. I don't know. I don't think he should go to jail. I don't know. I'm not a politician, but I don't want anyone to go to jail. Tyson and Trump have long been friends, and former heavyweight champion of the world endorsed the then future president way back in the early days of the 2016 GOP primary back in fall of 2015. He's long since been a Trump supporter. Tyson also said that while he does not usually like to weigh in on things like politics, he has known Trump for decades and has a different perspective about him than many who do not know him personally. Quote, I don't know. I like to keep my opinions to myself because people get upset, but I like him personally, Tyson said. I've known Trump for over 30 years. I don't have the same perspective as everyone else. I have a human perspective. But Tyson has spoken out in recent years saying he is a conservative and has gotten more conservative as he's gotten older. Most sane people do. Mike, most sane people do. Last year, for instance, he told Newsmax's Greta Van Susteren that being conservative is, quote, common sense. Bravo. Tyson has also mentioned to Breitbart News that he recently appeared on InfoWars founder Alex Jones's show. When asked by Breitbart News in the brief interview here what needs to happen to get the country back on track, he said we need to love each other. I mean, we've crossed a point where I don't know how we can do that. You know, I know a lot of people have said that we need to get along with the other side. And, yeah, something's definitely happened in this country where now both sides of the aisle can't seem to sit down and talk to each other. But I have said, look, in large part, it's because Democrats have wanted to devalue Christian beliefs. Well, it's kind of hard to sit down with somebody and talk to them when you know they've got a real issue with your religion. You got people that are pushing Marxist and socialist agendas. I mean, this is not your Democrat from 20 years ago. This is a different animal, a bunch of sickos. I mean, we got drag queen story hour going on. What more do I need to say, right? Got some mental health issues, I believe, on the other side of the political aisle, but that's neither here nor there. I like the fact that Mike Tyson come out and at least gave Donald Trump a bump here. You know, there's so many celebrities that were friends with Donald Trump prior to him getting into politics. Most of the people that he has feuded with and a lot of the celebrities that badmouth him now at some point have actually had been a friend to Donald and were friends with Donald for years and years and years until he decided to come out and call out Barack Obama. And we remember Donald Trump was one of the first ones to come out and sort of come after Obama. And then, people started having a problem with him. You know how it is. Oh, my God, you can't criticize somebody. I'm going to keep it real. You can't criticize somebody that's black because all of a sudden you're a racist. Well, wait a minute. I feel like anybody can be criticized and nobody is above it. I don't care who you are. I don't care what color you are, ethnicity, nothing. I mean, Lord knows, I've taken a shit on a many white person in my day if I didn't think they were doing the job right. That's just the way it is. Sorry, come out, calling you out. You know, it just doesn't matter to me. And he thought that there were issues with Obama. And so he started down that road. And that's kind of what got him to thinking about running for president, were the issues that came from Obama having been elected. And that's really where so many of our problems now have started, especially that second term of Obama. Anyway, that's neither here nor there, but you get the point, right? And Mike Tyson's actually coming out. Connections, they've known each other forever, right? New York, Vegas, boxing has brought a lot of these people together. It's one of the reasons why Donald Trump and Dana White from UFC are so close. It's because Donald was willing to let the UFC fight, right, in his places, whereas a lot of places didn't want to bring in UFC. Same thing with some boxing, right? I mean, boxing sort of a gladiator sport, and a certain kind of person that doesn't have any backbone, a.k.a. a Democrat, they don't like such things. I mean, Mike Tyson is absolutely an alpha male. You know, Mike Tyson is going to ooze toxic masculinity. Oh, we know how those Democrats feel about that. If you're not a pansy-ass father's boy, mama's boy, what do they call it? I mean, who knows? They swap genders so much, I'm lost. I can't even make an analogy with those a-holes. Tell me what you think, Black and White Network supporters. Mike Tyson, do not send Trump to jail. Look, if I'm Trump, they're putting my ass in handcuffs, and we're getting it on camera, all right? Because I'm getting those extra votes. I mean, absolutely, get the martyr photo op. Absolutely get it. I mean, I don't know who extra at this point Trump can bring in, but I do think a lot of people have been swayed. Now, whether or not that will mean a damn thing when it comes to election time, we don't know, because we don't know what kind of shenanigans are going to be pulled. You know. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.